الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد وقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I have recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very sternly talks to the people who got iman not to become like the people of the books, that they have set aside the book and went against the command of Allah. And this was the condition for a very long time. The result of it is that the heart was failed to accept the truth thereafter. In other words, the meaning of the ayat that I recited, had the time not yet come for those who got iman, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, had the time not yet come for those who got iman to bow down towards the command of Allah. In other words, had the time not yet come. When the time going to come? When the time is going to come that we should bow down towards the command of Allah, to His advices, to whatever He has commanded us, to His remembrance, when that time comes. أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, to bow down your heart towards the command of Allah. What? We are getting old now. Everyone is now going the next step to go to the khabar. What is it we have left now that up to now that our eyes are not open? وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, do not become like the people of the books. Before you, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ, for a very, very long time, they went against the command of Allah. They went against the command of Allah and they set aside the books Allah had revealed to them. وَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ, for a very, very long time, this was the condition. The outcome of it was أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, that most of them today are non-believers. The hearts could not accept thereafter. When a man continues doing something wrong all the time, what happened thereafter? The ability of accepting that forgets. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking of those people who are sinners. Not those people who are not sinners. That those people who try the level best at every time to bow down to the command of Allah. They try the level best. If they fail also, they make sure they make tawbah straight away too. They not hesitate in making tawbah. But they try the level best to bow down to the command of Allah. Their purpose is to keep Allah Ta'ala happy in every way. They bow down in every command of Allah. And then sinners are those people now that it's obvious that whatever you've noticed now, that how they have also turned away from the books of Allah, we have also turned away from the books of Allah Ta'ala, command. In other words, it's this much that Allah Ta'ala is going to show us that who's a true mu'min. A true mu'min, you yourself can answer that question. Iman is not written on one's forehead. But your action will show yourself whether you're a true mu'min or not. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. We do not have to look at anyone else. Look at ourselves and see who the true mu'min. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the time when they remind him of the command of Allah,
And in mind of every command of Allah Ta'ala, wajilat kulum, the fear comes into them. A fear comes into him. وَإِذَا أَتُلِيَتْ عَلِيْمْ آيَاتُهُ When an ayat has been recited in front of them, what happens? زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا Increase of iman comes in them. Increase of iman. All the increase. When you remind them of the command of Allah Ta'ala, زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا They have so much of increase. They accept it wholeheartedly. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And they have total trust in Allah. Trust in Allah Ta'ala, you know, you can do whatever you want, different means, you can use all kind of means to do your work. Whatever profession you are in, whatever you're doing, use the correct means. Use the correct means, but your trust must be not on the means, but Allah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ You can use the correct means in doing everything the right way. But do not say, I did it. Do not say, because of me it's been done. Because the moment you say, because of me, the trust in Allah Ta'ala is gone. Everything is done through the trust of Allah Ta'ala. You have complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. You use the correct means of doing something, no matter what it is. You can do it no matter what it is. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّي مَتْوَكُلْ Your trust in Allah Ta'ala is so strong that you say this much that you have trust in Allah Ta'ala and no one else. And thereafter, the end result, if you fail to, you do not become despondent. Very important this, my dear friends. If you have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then only this condition will come into when you fail in any matters too, no matter what it is. You feel that it is Allah Ta'ala's decision that will not take place. That will be a condition at times, which is the most important thing. That no matter what a man does in this world, his trust must be in Allah Ta'ala, that the end result is, if I failed, it was not according to Allah Ta'ala's decree. Allah Ta'ala did not want me to do that. Many times you find a person in this world, he works so hard to achieve something, he fails thereafter. He gets despondent. What is the despondency will change? It does not change the situation. But if he makes tawbah, he becomes trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give him something better too. وَإِن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ Many a time you like something which you want so much to do, but فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala is not good for you. وَإِن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ Many a time that Allah that you do not like something, Allah says that is good for you. You want to get married to this girl and that's the girl you want to get married. In the end you don't get married to her and she get married somewhere else. You get despondent there. Because why? Your trust in Allah Ta'ala is not there. You want to do a certain kind of business, you try your level best, you fail there. You did all the right things, you did. The best of the means you use, all kind of means you use, but in the end you fail. What is your duty to say? Amanna wa sadaqna. Allah Ta'ala knows what it is. So, wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. This is a true sign of a mu'min is that he has total trust in Allah in every way. You want to have a baby, girl, boy, Malana, I want a baby boy, all the time girls come. Allah Ta'ala wanted it to happen. And many a time a person get married for years, he not get one child too. He used the correct means, not the wrong means. Going the correct means mean that he does go not go to the temple now. Like how the Muslims are doing today that. When they can't get children and someone tells go to this temple and that temple, or go to this grave and that grave and make tawaf there. That's not the correct means. The correct means is make dua. The correct means go and do medical, whatever it's supposed to be. And thereafter, what the end result, Allah Ta'ala knows best. So trust in Allah Ta'ala is not there. A true mu'min is that mu'min that he has complete trust in Allah in every wa'ala rabbi wa tawakkalun. Alladina yunfiquna. And then also he spend on those things which Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala is making it very clear here. Remember, it's not you the spending, you are earning, I'm giving you the money. Whatever you got by you is from me. And whatever you're spending on the path of Allah is because me, I have given you the day. So when you're giving it, you must give it humility. Not with pride that I have given it. No, you're not given. He allowed you to do it. So many people, my dear friend, they haven't got the heart to give. They haven't got the heart to give. And so many people got nothing, but they're still giving. But Allah Ta'ala makes it in the heart. The giver is Allah. That the moment he spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he does not feel pride of himself, proud of himself. He says, Wallahi, thank you, you gave me this thing, you allowed me to give that thing. This is what. So these are the qualities of a true mu'min, you know, that he does not look, he does not feel that it is he doing it. He says, Allah Ta'ala is doing everything. Allah Ta'ala used me to do this. Allah Ta'ala used me to do that. Allah Ta'ala used me. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person named Salah ibn Hatib. He was a very poor man. Very poor. So he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasul, make dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me a lot of wealth. Nabi Kareem said, oh, why don't you stay like me? One day I eat, one day I don't eat. Just stay in this condition that is good for you. He went away. After all, Nabi comes, gave the advice, he went away. After some time, he came to Nabi and said, Ya Rasul, make dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me a lot of wealth. So I'll look after the poor, I'll look after this. You know how people do it, say today, if I'm a rich man, I'll do this, I'll do that. When the time comes, nothing done. So he says, you know, Ya Rasul, make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give me this, Allah Ta'ala must give me that. When he made that kind of dua in front of Nabi, Nabi made dua for him. It's obvious when Rasulullah will make dua, what will happen? Dua must get accepted. He was a person that never missed one namaz of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a person that never missed one majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never one majlis. He was a person that was always with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, close. And he asked Nabi Kareem to make that dua. Nabi Kareem made dua for him. Allah Ta'ala is obvious. Allah gave him wealth. He gave him a lot of wealth. He gave him so much of wealth. So much of goats. As time went by, he couldn't stay in Madinatul Munawwara. He couldn't stay. But the place became too small for him. Thereafter, he went out of the skirt of Madinah. He began to read namaz, only two namaz in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine, two namazes after that. The person who stayed in Nabi all the time, 5-10 namaz, in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now two namazes only. After some time, he became very, very more richer. It so happened thereafter. That namaz is gone too. That namaz is gone too. So one day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making khutbah, giving khutbah on the day of Jummah. And it so happened, he did not see him. They said, Aina Thalaba? He stood up and said, Aina, where is Thalaba? So the Sahaba said, yes, he is busy in the world. Busy in the world. That is why, my dear friend, remember whatever Allah Ta'ala does for you is the best. You ask for so many things that you want Allah Ta'ala to do for you, but Allah Ta'ala knows best for what is good for you. You ask for certain things Allah Ta'ala is not good for you. You can cry and cry, Allah says, I will not give you. Because you are so close to me, I want you to remain close to me. I want you to remain close to me. I know if I'm going to give you this thing, you'll go away from me. I do not want to lose your closeness because I know you are very close to me. But we do not understand Allah. We want Allah Ta'ala must give us what we would desire for. But always desire what Allah Ta'ala desires for. It's good for us. It so happened thereafter that the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so hurt. It's obvious we hurt Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala is hurt. If you hurt Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala is most hurt. So that was the time when he said, in a salaba, where is he? He was not there. The ayat of Quran came down on khud min amwalim sadaqatan tutahhirhum on zakat. Zakat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent two people to all the people who got money and whatever but they had by them, they must give out zakat. They all went to different sahabas, very happily they gave the zakat. They went to him also. Now just imagine his time came that he was no namaz after that, no Jummah also. But you know what he should do? Anyone passes by Jummah, they should ask them, what was Jummah all about? So if someone had to ask him, he knows what this Jummah is all about. He should pass. Now when the two sahabas came to him and told him, that, listen, we came here for zakat, he said, what are you talking about zakat? He failed to realize who made dua for him. If he had to realize who he was so close to, if he had to realize the two people who they're coming from. He says, okay, what are you talking of zakat? What is zakat? Is this thanks and all? Is that taking off, you know? However, the time it happened that he spoke to him in this manner, they went straight to Nabi Karim. This is what happened. Rasul was very hurt. The moment Rasulullah was hurt, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهُ لَيْنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِي لَنَصَدَّقَنَّ وَلَكُنَّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah Ta'ala sent an ayah down straight away. The Allah Ta'ala said that there will be so many people amongst you, they will take pledge in the name of Allah. That through the grace of Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala will give them, مِنْ فَضْلٍ لَنْ صَدَّقَنَّ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, they for sure will give our sadaqa and zakat and everything, charity, and will become among those who are the most pious ones. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ. By the time when Allah Ta'ala gives them the wealth that Allah gave them, Bakhilubi, they begin to mise thereafter. They forgot everything, they promised, they forgot everything. Today, the condition of Muslims are today like the same thing. They pray for things that this will happen and that must happen, that all this Allah will give me, will do this, will do that. But the moment Allah Ta'ala gives them, nothing happens. They forget the promises too. Especially when a person is going through some bypass in the hospital. Then he say, Mawlana, give dua, that make dua, that Mawlana, I'm going to do this, and I know, if day after he thinks about this, and I'm going for a bypass, I know when I'm coming out alive there. So he makes all kind of promises, but the time when he comes out alive, he forgot his promises. Allah Ta'ala don't forget. You can forget. بَخِلُوا بِي وَتُغَلُّوا عَنُّ فَعَقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقٍ فَعَقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقٍ. Allah Ta'ala said, day after, they put in this person, this is a very most dangerous ayat. فَعَقَبُهُمْ نِفَاقٍ. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. Allah Ta'ala put hypocrisy in this man right at the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala hifadat from him. Allah must protect our iman. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. Allah Ta'ala put hypocrisy in his heart. The moment he came to know about this ayat of the Quran, he ran to Nabi Karim, crying, Ya Rasul, please. Please, Nabi Karim. Well, the ayat was also revealed altogether. The command came, Allah Ta'ala. There's no changes in Allah's commands. Now he's regretting what to do. Now he's giving all his stuff, all his goods, and give Ya Allah, all the goods. Nabi Karim did not accept anything. He said, I cannot accept. Allah's command has come down. In a time of Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came crying when Abu Siddiq, he says, when Rasulullah did not accept, how can I accept? And the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also cried, he said, my two friends did not accept, how can I accept? The time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that's the time he passed away. So what do you understand, my dear friends? You must understand this very important point, that whatever Allah Ta'ala does for you is best, that is good for you. You may dua for the best, and whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, they have to. So mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, you spend the part of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah has given you, happily you spend. You know something, now Ramadan is coming, you must give your zakat from now, don't give the month of Ramadan. As you want to make ibadah in the month of Ramadan, that person, poor man, also needs something to do in the month. They say in the month of Ramadan, give the man freedom so much that he makes ibadah, you can survive for it. But today we are in this condition that in the month of Ramadan, we call people to the house to give them charity and that. And when will they make ibadah? When will they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Thani rahmatullah, he mentioned a very nice thing. So to give charity in the month of Ramadan is very, very rewarding. But if we have this niyat in you, then Ya Allah, before Ramadan, I'm giving him this money so they can be prepared to make ibadah in the month of Ramadan, free to make ibadah, the reward is even more. So a true mu'min is he that Allah Ta'ala says, a pakka mu'min. Sad to say, you know, that there's no true mu'min today at all. Because a true mu'min is he who follows the command of Allah Ta'ala, who bow down to every command of Allah Ta'ala. Bow down to every command of Allah Ta'ala. He does not ask any questions and follow every sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those, we are the people who follow our desires and passion and desires. Today my eyes open early, I came for Fajr namaz. Tomorrow my eyes slope, I'm not coming. Because my desire is not to be. When you have the desire to do something, you're doing, not doing the desire of Allah, Allah's desire. When you have the desire to go to the masjid, you go. That time you don't have the desire, you don't go to masjid. So we are followers of desires and passions. Well, we're supposed to follow Allah Ta'ala. You must forget our desires. Any of desires go against the law of Allah Ta'ala, you're not supposed to follow it. That's why the ayat with the recited in front of you. In the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not yet come for those who got iman to bow down to the command of Allah? And do not become like the people of the books, that they have shown disrespect to the books and showed disrespect to the Nabis of that time. We must not show the disrespect to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's a mirror for our, is that either a mirror for us? Today, the time has come today, you can give advice to anyone. If he suits him, he takes it. He does not take it. He's not prepared to accept. If he suits him, he'll take it. He does not suit, he does not accept it. Because man, when he continues committing sin all the time commits sin, what happens to him? It becomes part of him. It becomes, you know, something. The good becomes bad to him, the bad becomes good to him. When a person commits sin all the time, a black spot comes to his heart. When he continues committing sin, the black spot increases all the time. Increases that time that becomes so strong thereafter, the heart is not, does not have the ability to accept the truth. Does not have the ability. He does not have the ability to make tawbah also. Does not make tawbah. So once that happens, then the man is be khatam Allah ala qulubi. Allah almost, I always say that we have to be very careful what we say, what we do. Very. So when a person gets sick, a sickness comes in, it comes in very quickly. It takes long to go away. A sickness comes in very quickly. It takes years before it goes away. Likewise, the sickness of this gunas, sin, when it comes into us, it, to go away is very difficult. Especially when you're not prepared to accept the truth. Especially when you're not prepared to accept the truth, especially when you become a follower of your desires. Then no matter what it is, that sickness is the worst sickness. Worse than cancer too. Cancer, a person gets cancer, he makes tawbah, Allah gives him jannat. The person does not make tawbah at all, commits sins all the time. He enjoys committing sin thereafter. Then to come out of the sin is very difficult until someone makes dua for him. Until he's in the company of some pious person, possibility inshallah he gets tawbah. The sickness of the sin is something more dangerous than any other sickness. So that's how sickness comes late and takes long to go away. Likewise, guna to sins. When the sins come into your life, they have to come out of your life. It's very difficult. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, the month of Ramadan has come. What is the month of Ramadan? Why did Allah Ta'ala give us? Is it because Allah Ta'ala loves that you must keep away from eating and drinking? No such thing as that. There is something else more than that in the month of Ramadan. And what is that? Is to now nourish your soul. The nourishment of the soul is important. You have nourished your body the whole year. Eat all of, I don't know what you must have eaten. But nourish your soul now to that extent that you wake up in the nights. Allah Ta'ala give you the strength to wake up in the nights. Allah Ta'ala give you the strength to wake up. You see, so many people never eat one namaz too in the month of Ramadan. They wake up before you do the namaz too. How come they woke up before you did not even wake up to? It's not you that waking up. Allah Ta'ala is waking up. So very important now the month of Ramadan is coming. Prepare before that month comes so that in the month comes, inshallah, everything becomes an easy one for us. But the thing is that your soul must be nourished. So that in the 11, 30 days or 29 days you work very hard with the intention of not after the exit of Ramadan, you exit also. That's how people do nowadays. Then the club is closed now, after Ramadan we open the club again. That's not the way. Your intention must be now, I must become more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. So make dua Allah Ta'ala, may Amal Kani, Tawfiq, Nasif, Rabbah, Huda, Alhamdulillah.